Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue, welcome to this afternoon's convocation. This will be for agricultural and environmental sciences, dentistry, continuing education, engineering, law, management, medicine, and if you're lucky, we'll be out by 7:15. No, it'll be less than 2 hours, no question about that. One thing I would like to say, please, don't let that happen. Shut them all down. We don't need to hear it, and your neighbors don't need to hear it as well. Today, we will have one honorary degree. It will be given to Richard Pound, who is retiring from being the chancellor at McGill for the last 10 years. We had an installation this morning of the new chancellor, Arthur Steinberg. That was an interesting presentation, and Dr. Pound, as he will be, and he has had a number of honorary degrees as he was head for about 8 years of the World Anti-Doping Agency, really getting its profile very high in the world overall. And he will give, as I say, a convocation address. There will be awards to support staff down here on your left-hand side. Each will come up, and we acknowledge their extremely good work for the university in their support roles around in different segments of the university. I would like also if you would give a hand for Brian Sand and his quintet who have been playing for the last half hour or so. Ceremony will start shortly. The assembled group is here. The last people in will be the chancellor, chair of the board, and the principal, Heather Monroe Bloom. And we will ask that the piper, as you can hear, is starting up. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
loud in thy honor, our voices we raise. Long through the ages, remain if God will. Queen of the colleges, dear old McGill.
Good afternoon, everyone. Bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University's Board of Governors, the Senate, its faculty members and staff, I want to extend to the graduating students assembled here and to their families and friends our greetings and very best wishes. And while this is indeed a momentous event, you will soon learn that this is but another step in a long road of discovery and wonder. Il y a beaucoup de choses dans la vie qu'on ne peut pas contrôler, mais ayant choisi l'une des meilleures institutions de haute étude au monde, vous allez découvrir que vous êtes mieux préparé à relever les défis et à vous adapter aux occasions qui vont certainement se présenter. Whether you live in Canada or come from abroad, you have no doubt become increasingly aware of the cultural diversity that exists on our campuses as it does throughout this great country. Canadians have good reason to be proud of the openness we extend to all our citizens, regardless of ethnicity, color, and religion. As you know, in many parts of the world, such openness is not so well tolerated or not accepted at all. I hope and pray that you will use your experience here at McGill to address the issue of openness and diversity throughout your lives. There is little hope for peace and prosperity in a world without acceptance of all our differences. Now, tradition has it, and far be it from me as a new chancellor, to ignore almost 200 years of tradition, to give some words of advice to the graduates in addition to presiding over this commencement ceremony. When I was a student on campus many years ago, voluntary social involvement was virtually unknown. However, many of you graduating today have put in considerable time during your school years working in a variety of voluntary community activities. Just a few examples. Some of you have put in long hours in the container garden on our downtown campus, distributing the organic harvest of vegetables to needy members of our community. Hundreds, maybe thousands, of other McGill student volunteers contributed many, many hours this year, distributing meals daily to the elderly and to other homebound individuals. Graduate students have been taking part in McGill's Let's Talk Science partnership program, teaching science, engineering, technology, and other subjects to students from kindergarten to grade 12. The full list is so long and varied and is such a tribute to all of you who have participated in these and many similar activities. Je sais qu'il y en a parmi vous qui, après l'obtention de votre diplôme, vont continuer à s'attaquer aux besoins criants des moins fortunés ici, dans notre société et ailleurs au monde. Par exemple, plus que la moitié des employés de Centre Paul Roulant sont diplômés de McGill, la directrice générale incluse. Sachez que je vous admire profondément. Understandably, most of you will seek jobs now or after you complete further studies. And my message to you is very simple and one which I can assure you will bring you and so many others a better and more meaningful quality of life. If you have experienced the joy of voluntary service, just keep at it. Don't stop now because you're no longer a university student. To all of you, look for ways you can support others in your community. This can be as simple as helping out in your children's after-school programs, volunteering a few hours a week in hospitals or facilities for the elderly, becoming involved in cultural activities in your communities, such as museums, music and theater groups, or coaching a local children's hockey team. My message is very clear. Bringing a better quality of life to others through voluntary community service will bring joy to your own lives. And what you will also discover is that this is a real learning experience unlike anything else you can obtain either at school or at work. I now invite the principal and vice chancellor to address you as the next part of the convocation ceremony.
Chancellor, Chairman, distinguished honoree, Chancellor Emeritus Richard Pound, our special administrative and support staff award winners, Ms. Veronica Amberg, Ms. Eva Cuccinelli, Mr. Shannon Lennon, and the Human Resources Service Center team, represented by Ms. Zuigli Bubadilia. Distinguished colleagues, friends, graduating class, bonjour et bienvenue tout le monde. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, I have the privilege of adding my welcome to all of you here at Place des Arts for our fall convocation ceremonies. Today is an especially special day. This morning we had the installation of our new Chancellor, Arnold Steinberg, and the awarding of an honorary degree to Ms. Eleanor Wachtel. This afternoon, we recognize our Chancellor Emeritus with an honorary degree. And I wanted to also mention that this is the last official occasion on which Robert Rabinovich will preside in the convocation ceremony as Chair of the Board of Governors of McGill University. Let me then take a moment to recognize the exceptional contributions of our Chair over the past decade of service, a time of massive renewal for the university. And throughout all of this, Robert Rabinovich has guided us with sharp intellect, a great passion for McGill and for our hospitals, with care and concern for our students and our staff, bringing all of his fine qualities to bear in everything that he does for our university. And we know, although he will step down at the end of this calendar year as Chair of the Board of Governors, that he will never stop dedicating himself to McGill University. I ask you to join with me in recognizing our wonderful Chair of the Board of Governors of McGill. And now, graduating class, today is your day most of all, a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2009, and your families and friends, a chance to share in your happiness and your sense of completion of all the work that you've done. For all of you who are graduating today, we know you have committed yourselves with intensity and worked hard without question, but as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or very close friend of a McGill student. So for those of you who are graduating today, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your families and closest friends. Many of you may be thinking today about where life will take you next and the choices that you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où des membres d'une même famille, des amis et des collègues, peuvent aussi bien vivre dans des pays lointains que dans la même ville, où il est fort probable que votre réussite émane de partenariats avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. The world you go out into as new graduates has been marked by an extraordinary year at the global level, one that has animated everyone's commitment to grappling with global challenges. We're called upon to realize quickly a more sustainable relationship with our environment, and to do so while simultaneously dealing with vast uncertainty in the economy and in other domains of civil and global society. And at the same time, we are working to redesign the ways in which we interact with financial and social systems and to lessen the gaps between the haves and the have-nots. These are challenges indeed, but I'm confident that you will face these challenges successfully. At McGill, you have learned to collaborate, not isolate, to innovate and contribute individually as well as through the collective, and to reflect on who you are and where you can best make a difference. As we face the challenges of our world, we're all dependent on knowledge, on intelligent and continuously assessed values and practices, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, professionals, and citizens, people just like you. As developing leaders, class of 2009, you are building that terrific technological, scientific literacy, multilingual and multicultural fluency, and an understanding of the world beyond our borders. You're cultivating an open mind and, most importantly, developing your appetite for complexity. It will serve you well. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness as well as the complex challenges that characterize the world into which you are stepping today as McGill alums. We know that at McGill you will have made lasting friendships, sought knowledge and learned from the best students and professors. You have experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms. And along with our great good fortune and our freedoms comes a special responsibility to recognize that the privileges we enjoy of living and studying and working in a peaceful democracy and a prosperous civil society position us to meet the challenges that will affect others more seriously. Class of 2009, we are very proud that today you are joining the more than 200,000 distinguished living alumni around the world, a roster that includes our Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, our Chairman Robert Rabinovich, and our Chancellor Emeritus Richard Pound, who will shortly receive his third McGill degree. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but profound advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give something back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. We are very confident that you will continue to make McGill and your families proud through your personal and professional activities and the choices that you make in life. But for now, today's your special day. Savor it. Celebrate. Félicitations.
Good afternoon, graduates, proud family members, distinguished guests, esteemed colleagues, and winners of the Principal's Awards for Administrative and Support Staff. McGill University's tradition of excellence is a direct reflection of the outstanding quality and dedication of its students, professors, and administrative and support staff. This year's winners of the Principal's Awards for Administrative and Support Staff work diligently to enhance the quality of life at McGill University. They represent the many administrative and support staff members who work tirelessly behind the scenes in support of the university's mission and service to students. Principal Monroe Bloom, it is my pleasure to introduce to you this year's winners. Madam Principal, representing the Human Resources Service Center, I present to you Ms. Swigley Bobadilla Lopez. In an effort to improve client services and provide a one-stop shop to the university community in matters relating to human resources, the HR Service Center was created. In the first year alone, they responded to over 31,000 calls, thousands of emails, and processed more than 100,000 transactions. The Service Center representatives have had to expand their knowledge and expertise in multiple specialties while continuing to maintain a high standard of customer service. Ms. Bobadilla Lopez is here today representing this team, which has displayed remarkable cohesiveness and unity in the short time that they've worked together. They have supported one another through the learning process and have worked closely to identify problems and arrive at solutions. Because of their hard work and initiative, this fine group of McGill employees, the Department of Human Resources, is now able to provide better service to the community. Madam Principal, I present to you, on behalf of the Service Center team from Human Resources, Ms. Zwigley Bobadilla Lopez, this year's winners of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Team Projects category. In the Trades and Services category, I present to you Mr. Shannon Lenham. Shannon Lenham and his dedicated team at special events are an integral part of almost every event that marks a student's life at McGill University. From open house to welcome week, exams, and finally convocation, Shannon's dedication and hard work assure that these events are truly memorable. His commitment and composure have garnered much respect from his peers, who look to him for guidance as they work with tight deadlines. His great insight and familiarity with the demands of special events are treasured assets. In the words of one of his colleagues, and I quote, "Shannon represents the ideals of a McGill employee and proudly enhances our work from great to excellent," end of the quotation. Madam Principal, I present to you Mr. Shannon Lenham, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the Trades and Services category. In the Management category, I present to you Ms. Veronica Emberg. Ms. Eva Cicidelli from the Clerical category. It's a good thing there were only two left. As a senior administrative coordinator, Eva Cuccinelli is a valued member of the Career Service Office in the Deshotels Faculty of Management. Her work has impacted the life of many students. Ms. Cuccinelli is a dedicated employee whose work has made a difference in the life of many students. This is a direct reflection of her caring and helpful character. Eva is proud of providing reliable and prompt service. For international students, she is a godsend. Her personal touch creates a welcoming environment and a strong foundation that helps to ease the transition for students studying away from home. Eva Cuccinelli is a great ambassador for McGill University. Madam Principal, I present to you Ms. Eva Cuccinelli, This year's winner of the Principal's Award in the clerical category. In the management category, I present to you Ms. Veronica Amberg. Since its inception, the Social Equity and Diversity Education Office has worked towards achieving a fair and inclusive environment respectful of the dignity of all members of the university community. Under the guidance of Ms. Veronica Amberg, this office has achieved this mission and much, much more. Together with a small group of colleagues, Ms. Amberg has originated new and diverse ways of reaching out and advocating tolerance, respect, and inclusion to create an optimal atmosphere for students, academics, and staff. Ms. Amberg's passion, enthusiasm, and ability to conceptualize new ideas is evident in her work with both the Student Life and Learning Task Force and the Principal's Task Force on Diversity, Excellence, and Community Engagement. Veronica is an invaluable member of the McGill community. She inspires everyone around her by her dedication, courage, and innovative work. Madam Principal, it is with great pleasure that I present to you Ms. Veronica Amberg, this year's winner of the Principal's Award for Administrative and Support Staff in the management category.
I now invite the Principal and Vice Chancellor to present Richard William Duncan Pound, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Richard W. Pound. It is a privilege today to honor Richard W. Pound, or is that W.D. Pound, distinguished world citizen, Chancellor Emeritus, and loyal alumnus of McGill, Olympic swimmer and former International Olympic Committee Vice President, noted tax lawyer, prolific author, and proud Montrealer, an individual renowned for his fearless leadership, his plain-spoken style, his sharp intelligence, and his statuesque physical presence. Richard Pound has achieved extraordinary success through his principled approach to law, advocacy, and community service. A partner in the Montreal law firm Steichman Elliott, Maître Pound has, over his career, built a tremendous record of service broadly, but perhaps especially to his alma mater. As the 17th Chancellor of McGill University, Richard Pound is certainly no stranger to convocations. For the past 10 years, he presided over ceremonies, conferring degrees on literally thousands of McGill graduates and scores of influential citizens from around the world. It has often been said that few chancellors seem so perfectly at home on that red throne. Notorious for his punctuality and efficiency, Chancellor Emeritus Pound has always encouraged me to keep my speeches short. Since this one is about him, I encourage him to avoid looking at his watch. Born in St. Catharines, Ontario, Richard William Duncan Pound spent his early years in Ocean Falls, British Columbia, beginning his exceptional swimming career at the tender age of 5. By 16, he was the Canadian Junior National 100-yard freestyle champion, and 2 years later a double finalist at the 1960 Summer Olympics in Rome, closing his swimming career by winning 4 medals at the 1962 British Empire and Commonwealth Games. Richard Pound came to McGill as a student athlete in the late 1950s and has simply never left us. While obtaining bachelor's degrees in commerce and civil law at McGill, He broke records in swimming, played on an intercollegiate championship squash team, made the Dean's Honor List, and was a member of the Scarlet Key Honor Society. He was a member of our Board of Governors from 1986 to 2009, including 5 years as chair, and he served as University Chancellor from 1999 to the late spring of 2009. He has also served as chair of the McGill Athletics Board, is past president of the Graduate Society, and former chair of the Alma Mater Fund. As a dedicated volunteer with McGill Athletics, Richard Pound has been an immensely popular speaker and host at university and alumni events and a mentor to many of our student athletes. He has published a biography of our former principal, Rock Robertson. He has demonstrated a special devotion to our Faculty of Law, where he has lectured on taxation, supported the McGill Law Journal, and helped to recruit outstanding new students. A tireless advocate of fair play and sportsmanship, Richard Pound is best known outside of Canada for his role as former vice president of the International Olympic Committee. As the only Canadian ever to hold that position, he left a powerfully positive mark on the IOC, restoring the fiscal health of the Olympic Games in the 1980s and producing new ethical guidelines for that organization. He subsequently became chair and president of the World Anti-Doping Agency, where he tackled performance-enhancing drug abuse amongst the world's elite athletes. For his outstanding provincial, national, and international leadership, Richard Pound has been named an officer of both the Order of Canada and Ordre National de Québec. He holds numerous honorary degrees and was recently appointed honorary lieutenant colonel of the Canadian Grenadier Guards, the successor to James McGill's own regiment. Time magazine named Richard Pound to their 2005 list of the world's most influential people, and in 2008 he won the Laureus Spirit of Sport Award for his work at the World Anti-Doping Agency. For his service to McGill, Mr. Pound has been recognized with the McGill Alumni Association's Award of Merit, the Distinguished Friend of Education Award, and just this past summer as only the second Canadian ever to be recognized with the Ernest T. Stewart Award from the U.S.-based Council for Advancement and Support of Education. Along with his wife, Julie Keith, we are honored today to celebrate the superb contributions of this great Canadian and McGill alumnus, an individual whose dynamic local and national leadership, international public service, and long-standing commitment to McGill make him a sterling example of how multifaceted, active, and effective a McGill graduate can be. It is with personal pride and appreciation that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Chancellor Emeritus Richard W. D. Pound the University's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's with the greatest of pleasure that I invite Dr. Pound to give the convocation address. Dr. Pound.
Mr. Chancellor, Madam Vice Chancellor, members of the board, faculty and staff of McGill University, ladies and gentlemen, and most important, today's graduating class. It's been almost half a century since I first showed up to receive a McGill degree. It was a spring convocation on the downtown campus. I remember a few things about it. It was the last convocation of the legendary Frank Cyril James of the James Administration Building, for those of your generation. And it was his practice, his principle, to cap everyone receiving an undergraduate degree, including the BCOMs, of which I was one. It was always my view as a student that no good could come from an encounter with the principal. Throughout my academic career, and I describe it as a career only because it took so long, I had been entirely successful in avoiding any such meeting. But there was no escaping it on that afternoon. My bankers, the bank of Mom and Dad, wanted to see the validation of their very risky investment in higher education. So there I was, trapped in a line of graduates, inching toward the forbidding presence, who stood there armed with his mortarboard. I can only assume that the principal was so disappointed with his previous failure to have a lively intellectual debate with me, one that only an accounting major would have been able to manage, that he felt compelled to express his regret by capping me with a blow that would have felled an ox. Fortunately, with a head full of double-entry bookkeeping, it only buckled my knees slightly, and I was able to continue with the convocation. Looking back, however, at that convocation brings to mind the components of a very special day for all of you. You have reached a measurable stage of progress in your life's journey, which calls for both recognition and celebration. You've had the benefit of an education which ranks amongst the finest available on the face of this planet, and you're about to embark on further adventure in Canada or elsewhere. The occasion calls for ceremony, which takes the form of this traditional academic procession, the public confirmation of what you've accomplished, the granting of a degree, certificate, or diploma, and finally, the sharing of your achievement with family and friends. I add my own congratulations to each of you. There is, however, one more rite of initiation. You must endure the dreaded convocation address. You will understand that it is no accident that the convocation address occurs before you get your degrees. Were it otherwise, you would undoubtedly vote with your feet, and I would have a chance to address 3,000 empty seats. Under the current protocol, however, you now have the opportunity to learn how to simulate a lively interest in what someone you have never met might choose to impose on you, and I to pretend that you are fascinated with my every utterance. On the division of labor inherent in this event, my job is to speak. Your job is to listen. I will try to finish my job before you finish yours. Reverting to convention, one of the expectations of the convocation speaker is that he or she will leave you with some advice based on personal life experiences, while at the same time having the decency to spare you a predictably tedious description of those experiences. I hope to discharge my responsibility using, for the most part, the words of far more illustrious persons than the one before you at this moment, but each element of which has had an enormous impact on my life. Perhaps the thoughts will also have some resonance during the exciting times you are about to encounter, and I've chosen 10. Learning is not compulsory, neither is survival. It's easy to make a buck. It's a lot tougher to make a difference. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Never sit on a fence, be on one side or the other. A strategic plan is useless unless there's first a strategic vision. Keep your mind on the objective, not the obstacle. You can't build a reputation on what you are going to do. Don't look where you fell, but where you slipped. If it's wrong, it's wrong, even if everybody's doing it. And if it's right, it's right, even if nobody's doing it. And finally, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. I wish each of you the best of success in what lies ahead. The waters you will encounter are uncharted, and the risks in tomorrow's world are enormous. But if you've used your time well at McGill, you have the advantage of knowing how to think, to analyze, to choose, to decide, and to act. You must use those advantages with a sense of responsibility as well as of adventure, and I'm sure you will. My last responsibility this afternoon is to thank McGill University for the great honor it has bestowed upon me today. This, too, has its rite of initiation. The deal is that you get an honorary degree, but you have to wear this goofy hat in front of a full theater of people who are likely to remember only the hat. That notwithstanding, I am delighted and proud to share this day with each of you and to be the most senior graduate of the class of 2009.
Ladies and gentlemen, you recall from my brief remarks at the outset of this ceremony when I talked about community service and the importance and the joy and pleasure it gives. No Canadian that I can think of has done more community service in this city, for this university, for this country, and for the international world than our Chancellor Emeritus, Dr. Richard Pound. And I know, because I've known Dick for a long time, that he has had tremendous pleasure in doing that voluntary service. So if ever there is an example, he's the one to follow, and I wish you that you do follow his example in achieving maybe not quite the level that he has done, but at least in moving forward in that direction. Again, I can assure you, it will be a joy for your life as well as a joy for the people who you help. Thank you. We'll now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees, and I call upon the provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. It is now time to celebrate the achievements and the accomplishments of our students for whom we have gathered here today. McGill's fall convocations are university-wide ceremonies where graduates from many faculties come together as one. This afternoon, I am pleased to invite students graduating from the faculties of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Dentistry, Engineering, Law, Management, Medicine, and the Center for Continuing Education to come forward for the conferral of their degrees, diplomas, or certificates. Let me advise the audience about what to expect. Each student crossing the stage will have his or her name read, and then will be greeted at center stage by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degrees must remove their mortarboard or hat and will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. The parchment or degree itself will be given as the student leaves the stage. Let me also give notice to students, and as noted by Chancellor Emeritus Pound, capping and tapping are usually done lightly. We begin with our graduate students, followed by the undergraduate students from each faculty. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université McGill, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by the University Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on McGill's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Alanush Soroyan to present the graduates and for the deans of the faculties or their delegates to distribute the diplomas. Congratulations to those graduates of McGill University's class of 2009. Thank you.
Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Hernán Baldassare. Feng Lam Chu. Remy Martin Laberge. Atef Muhammad Khedr Nasser. Mario Rivero Huguet. Kevin Henry David Thiessen. Laura Withbow. For the degree of Master of Science, Hongmei Duan. Alexandra Camila Grigorchik. Shui Feng Ho. Abid Hussein. Agnieszka Biata Kwasniewska. Jeremy Alexander Labrec. Christine Isabelle Lafleur. Julie Marie Livingston. Silvia Julia Meriles Trevino. Julia Jadwiga Milarnek. René Roy. Siptain Sarib. Lana Subaiti. Sébastien Rivet. Roland Willem. Edouard Gabriel Michaud, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Sofia Bachilova, great distinction. Jonathan Howells Bruderlein. Simon Durocher, great distinction. Maggie Hervieux, great distinction and Dean's Honor List. Dana Blair Lawson. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Sciences, Nandita Perumal, great distinction. Center for Continuing Education, for the Graduate Diploma in Public Relations Management, Isabelle Grégoire. For the Graduate Certificate in E-Business, Nidal Tome. Jimmy Safi. For the Graduate Certificate in Leadership, Sandra Villani. For the Graduate Certificate in Marketing, Hernán Max Coloma. For the Graduate Certificate in Treasury and Finance, Muhammad Alaeddin Osman. Mark Binkovich. Rafik El Rawas. Ming Han. Elena Christianikovna. Wen Ying Mao. Rujian Tan. For the degree in management in e-business, Juan Carlos Machado de Paula. For the diploma in management in e-commerce, Christopher Gunterman. For the diploma in management in entrepreneurship, Jean-Sébastien Bayard. For the diploma in management in general management, Amadou Ndaya. Yu Zhang. For the diploma in management in human resources, Isabelle Vignon. For the diploma in management in marketing, Walid Ashraf Sadek. Minziaul Haq. Muhammad Atiqul Islam. Tierno Ibrahim Keita. For the Diploma in Management in Treasury and Finance, Louise Alia May Thibault. For the Certificate in Accounting, Hisako Kobayashi. For the Certificate in Health and Social Services Management, Darlene Desjardins. Cynthia Donovan. For the Certificate in Human Resources Management, Esther Patricia Clark. Michelina De Meo. Deborah Marvin, Honda St. Rose Award, Dean's Honors List. Dmitry Resine, Honda St. Rose Award and Dean's Honor List. Melanie Saint-Jacques. Victor Louis Vegg. For the Certificate in Management, Muhammad Saad Abdul Rahman. Kurt Heinz Glatzfelder. Muhammad Karime Ketani. Sibongu Musa Francina Sibanda. For the Certificate in Marketing, Patrick John Buckle. For the Certificate in Translation in English to French, Nicolas Calve, Dean's Honor List. Fatou Michel Diagne. José Dominique, Dean's Honor List. Lucie Matt. for the Certificate in Translation in French to English, Steve Couturio. Larissa De Marino Fernandez. Karen Marie Machite. Sylvia Newworth. Daniel Emmanuel Nolga. Lourdes Rosario Ruiz Gamarra. Odimar Adao Tomazelli. For the Certificate of Proficiency in English, Guillaume Denis Lemire. Stanley Desmoulins. Mouez Fekki. Weitong Liu. Teng Luo. Fabiola Gomez de la Serna. Najat Akhtim. Shahad Osama Bakerman, Dean's Honor List. Ada Marieta Valderrama Fernandez. Paula Fajardo. Francesca Valentina Giordano. Alexandra Goylo. Arua Mahjoub. Payam Manavi. Shamim Mashoyekh. Mariam Mezlini. Akko Nagata. Fabiana Prikladnitsky. Michelle Strano. Plutarco Tietan. Claudia Torres. Danielle Marie Tremblay, Dean's Honor List. Tadashi Sujita. Sidrachan Yim. Qian Zhang. Yuan Zhang. Athena Zolraj. For the Certificate of Proficiency in French for Professional Communication, Snezhinka Keayova. Federico Santos. Stella Carolina Stella, Dean's Honor List. Faculty of Dentistry, for the degree of Master of Science, Daniela Soero Frey. Somaye Soderi. Faculty of Engineering, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Chad Michel Abi. Sébastien Beaulieu-Bergeron. Juan Guillermo Beltrán Roldán. Jinsong Chu. Muhammad Hussein Qiyasi. Karin Lulay Kuhn. Michael Menard. Eric Plourde. Dominique Poirier. Sairam Prabhakar. Sandra Scaff. Usa Vilakornavsawi. Fong Vo. For the degree of Master of Architecture, Ehsan Donishyar. Anya Domleski. Golru Mofarrahi. Cesar Laudana Patricio. For the degree of Master of Engineering, Ivan Biliki, Dean's Honor List. Niraj Kumar Navichandra, Chalishajar. Yi Lu Chang. Raymond Chen. Rajiv Das. Victor Ferret. Jeffrey Allen Harvey. Sebastian Johannes Hawk. Muhammad Asad Kanso. James Kenneth Kratz. Senghao Kwan. Ronald Nicholas Lawand. Elzbieta Anna Ledwosinska. Lemoine Dominique. Xiao Dong Li. Stacy Lynn Medley. Elmira Musavie Khonsari. Victor Hugo Olivas. Vimal Patel. Stephen Phillips. Carly Dawn Piché. Prasad Chandran Pisharodi. Bilal Riaz. Robert Ritlop. Lucia Robles Stefani. Shadi Salim Sabri. Delora Sadiq Mostofi. Hassan Shahriar. Mei Chong Chi. Helgi Skuli Skulason. Olivier Susi. Kai Soon, Dean's Honor List. Mustafa Yurtkhani. Alexander Yu. Jin Zhang, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Master of Urban Planning, Tyler Derek Baker. Asumta Cerda. Jonathan Anthony George Farkouf. Matthew Hag. Ian Andrew Bruce Matheson. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Mitini Arumugasami. Min Yong Yang. Chi Jiang. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Melanie Gagnon. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Computer Engineering, Clifford James Casey. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Honors Program, Shahriar Mahmoud Neynad. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Regular Program, Gianmarco Di Menna. Angie Hamuda. Rizwan Nasser. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Materials Engineering Co-op Program, Matthew Dowie. Mumtaz Najib. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Regular Program, Navi Brandon Cohen. Paul-André Robert Lafleur. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mining Engineering Co-op Program, Dario Evangelista. Frédéric Bolduc. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Architecture, Hamza Alhabian. Victor Vintia Chamroen. Lydia Lorty. Faculty of Law, for the degree of Civil Law, Yann Joly. For the degree of Master of Laws, Carlos Alberto Almengor Caballero. Jimena Blumenkron, Dean's Honor List. Laure Sophie Bonaf. Ala Buchak. Amr Nabil Omran. Marie-Jean Provost. Efrat Shemesh. Luis Carlos Sotillo. For the degree of Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelor of Laws, Warren Malcolm Davis. Zachary Mann Davis. Rachel Shannon Doran. Peter John Riddle. Des Hôtels Faculty of Management, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Charan Kolsarichi Nalka. Chayawat Ortanalal. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, François-Marie Albertini. Eugenia Yevkova Boteva. Anne-Marie Barbara de Graaf. Dan Andrei Dragomir. Marco Gabardo. Alain Gagnon. Song Hu. Rie Iwashi. Daisuke Kambe. Yusuf Raymond Hakim. Susan Chi Chong Kuo. Hong Van Le. Jacqueline Aline Lemaitre. Kai Ma. Gabriel Maréchal. Sébastien Paquet. Nobuko Ogi. Hideo Shirota. Kiman Tran. Shotara Uehara. Jillian Jane Vinny. Lee Shin Wang. Ching Yuan Wang. Derek Judd White. Christy Lay Wilson. Dirk Walter. Weiling Shu. Yuan Shu. Laura Ann Younger. Benjamin Todd Zale. Dong Ting Zheng. For the degree of Master of Management, Adolfo Klassen. For the Postmaster of Business Administration Graduate Certificate, Rafael Alejandro Hernandez. for the Graduate Diploma in Public Accountancy, Anastasia Babi. Julie Belmar. Stephanie Bouyoy. Sridlata Sivaraman. Alina Stederskaya. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting, Melissa Blumen Sued. Yoon Jung Diana Chang. Julien Goyette Demer. Brandon Knecht. Danielle J. Creeves, Great Distinction and Dean's Honor List. Liping Xie. Kathy Yi. Haoxi Zhang. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics, Ali Hamza Janjua. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Andrew Edward Adams. Great distinction. Ryan Michael Slavin. Ronald So. Alanya Ataitkin, distinction. Sandra Naqib Bahous, distinction. Gabriela Casanovas Duajarje, great distinction and Dean's Honor List. Alexa Desjardins. Adam Holmberg. Andrew Nelson Ronald Kelly. Virinder Kahdel, great distinction. Julie Sarin Patashnik. Ndeye Aram Seye. Giancarlo Zitto. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Olivia Boussard. Great distinction. Alexandra Annette Bronfman. Alexia Camille Combat, distinction. Kirsten Kathleen Ewan. Carrie Gurtza. Leanne Katuda, great distinction and Dean's Honor List. Gerald Marshall, distinction. Ross Halliburton Noble. Gabriel Parent. Scott Eric Pearl, great distinction and Dean's Honor List. Mai Han Pham. Yanfei Wang. Ksenia Vadimovna Yatsenko. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Information Systems, Gabrielle Chayat. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Susanna Tseng. Marixella Elizabeth Victoria, Great Distinction and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, David Bedard, Great Distinction and Dean's Honor List. Ryan Chuen Wing Chong. Lucia Costanzo, Distinction. Anthony James Field. Magali Louise Colker, Distinction. Genevieve Margaret Mary Laplante. Danielle Gordon Laveau. Jillian Levine. Ali Sharif Sobhi. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Psychology, Sadaf Kashfi. Faculty of Medicine, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Isa Ayub Abudaye. Fatemeh Afghamieh Zarre. Patrick Aller. Andrea Lee Bailey. David Maxim Benevoy. Alain Biron. Chantal Cadieux. Marceline Côté. Wei Chu. Zari Dastani. Ryan James Owen Dowling. Kelly Elizabeth Fathers. Anne-Marie Louise Fay. Christian Fillion. David Groth. Tong Guo. Saima Hassan. Ji Hyun Ko. Arjun Siram Krishnaswamy. Martin Ladouceur. Valérie Lesage. Christopher John Martoni. Gundula Ellen Minu. Mariam Mirzai. Inga Muravsky. Nektaria Nikolokakis. Sabina Adel Palialunga. Satyanath Rajasekaran. Vladimir Rimav. Sheila Schneiberg-Dias. Shan Soe Lee. Igor Petrovich Chesnokov. Cynthia Thompson. Claire Trottier. Deborah Weiss. Long Yang. John Mary Zarate. For the degree of Master of Engineering, Hani Sino, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Master of Science, Sarah Louise Allendorf. Ebtiaj Muhammad Saeed Bukhari. Jun Duo Chen. Liana Yang Chen. Yong Chen. Tanner Connell. Christian Dabrowski. Christine Maria Scorro de Jesus. Justin Demi. Sami El Jabi. Sasan Qinani. Nicholas Haddad. Hao Ye Hong. Fikra Gabriel Abera Kassa. Amel Kechad. Amir Hussein Khazrayan Vafadar. Aise Kuspinar. Sarah Elizabeth LeBlanc, Dean's Honor List. Christian Timothy Levy. Carly Much. Adam Daniel Parent. Marie-Josée Perrier. Ali Rostikerdar. Julia Ann Ryan. Didem Pelin Sarikaya. Brandon Smith. Jonathan Tebo. Daniel Tiruganaratan Napati. Marc Tremblay. Nadia Vrakotas. Lin Bin Shu. For the degree of Master of Science Applied, Sonon Masis Alexandrian. Zarin Ali. Isabelle Alain. Wendy Elizabeth Bryden. Emily Catherine Campbell. Jessica Sarah Garber Goldberg. Pamela Lauren Goldsmith. Sheena Nicolette Hamilton. Diana Suzanne James. Jamie Aaron Kastner. Leah Height. Bonnie Krenciglova. Tiffany Nu Din Lin. Laura McGrath. Megan Danielle Maloney. Stephanie Francoise Matthews. Diana Rabinovich. Holly Daria Shaw. Jesse Adam Sims. Ala Sorokin. Andrea Mitchell Tersigni. For the degree of Bachelor of Nursing, Vanessa Argento. Zaralyn Perez Lahorra. Caroline Miron. Erin Elizabeth Ritchie. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nursing, Coralie Bourdaus, Distinction. Christina Camia. Sarah Joan Chalk. Michelle Chang, Great Distinction. Hui Chi Chong. Gabrielle Constantin, Great Distinction, Lexi Fellows Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Valerie Marie Sear, Distinction. Erica Marie Deloge, Distinction. Mylène Dolan Cake, Great Distinction. Patricia Dunbury, Great Distinction. Christine Echegaray Benitez. Chanel Garçon. Marie-André Gauthier. Melanie Gauthier, Great Distinction, Anne-Marie Fong-Hum Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Sarah Rauri, Great Distinction. Suzanne Catherine Henderson. Alicia Felisa Hepburn. Allison Jennifer Hewitt. Yasmin Naisha Khan, great distinction. Brianne Emily Laird. Yufei Liu, distinction. Yiluan Li. Alexandra Ramona Merfu. Cristina Simona Mihotescu, great distinction. Yevgenia Mizina, great distinction and Dean's honor list. Esperance Mukeshimana. Karungi Dian Nahamya. Karen Duma Najim, distinction. Rita Adesua Omoyugwi. Anita Marie Sharma, great distinction and Dean's honor list. Lucy Teresa Shum, great distinction. Christy Ann Smith Huang, distinction. Kuankain Patience Sondegam Bebam, distinction. Elfeteria Stugianos. Sean Jackson Thomas, great distinction. Pearson Education in Canada Book Prize and Dean's Honor List. Natasha Umuhoza. Amanda Ong, distinction. Nicolas Vaccarello, distinction. Catherine Ursula Vojtovic, great distinction. Lindsay Nicole Wright, great distinction. Mimi Shing. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Occupational Therapy, Erica Melissa Gallant. Grace Hua Eng South. Lujia Jing Zhao.
Would the graduating class please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all of the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Congratulations. And now, those of you who are already who are not standing, I ask you please to rise. And I ask the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to pronounce the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May the university and all its graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands. In humility and hope, may we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom. May you be blessed all your days. Thank you.
Thank you.